Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And started digging into it and found several stories that we're talking about because the National Weather Service moved one of the sensors from the old Stapleton Airport, which was fairly close to downtown Denver. It was in kind of the urban area, and it moved it out into the country next to the new Denver International Airport, which is the largest airport in the world in terms of square miles. It's, I don't know, it's 50 plus some square miles in size. It's a monstrous size airport. And there are literally miles and miles and miles of concrete. One of the sensors is, you know how the planes will line up and they'll taxi to get onto the runway? And so they will, you know, you'll see them lined up and then they will turn, you know, perpendicular to the runway, wait until they're told by the tower to, you know, go ahead and move up, you know, prepare for takeoff, and then the next plane moves up, and they sit there, engines running, full blast, getting ready to take off. Guess where one of the sensors is? Yes. Right there at the end of the taxiway where it joins the runway where all of the planes sit. And so, of course, that skewers, because that's the official weather reporting station, that skewers the temperature. The urban heat effect is like, you know, times 3, times 10, times 100, because not only do you have all of the surrounding concrete, there's very little grass. You have all the surrounding concrete. You have the runways. You have the asphalt for the, you know, the surface vehicles. And then you have the jet engines that are running. So, surprise, 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 it's hot at the end of the runway. When I was doing the research on that story, I found another story about how Tampa, Florida, had their 100 degree Fahrenheit all-time high. What? Oh, the spike in temperature in Tampa lined up with a Delta jet that was idling, just like in Denver, right next to a sensor. So you had a textbook case of combustion heat dressed up as climate change. Now, we've seen this scam before. You manufacture the records from poorly located sensors and stations that are ring-fenced by tarmac and exhaust, and now you've got the story, you know, that the, both the meteorologists and the news people will report, oh my gosh, we hit record temperatures. It exceeded, yeah, because you had jet exhaust blowing right over the sensor. Well, that same playbook this week landed at Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport. This story is hilarious. On August 7, 2 days ago, the National Weather Service had trumpeted a graphic declaring 118 degrees Fahrenheit. In fact, it was the stories I, most of the stories headlines that I saw. Phoenix reaches a record 118 degrees Fahrenheit, a new August record, almost reaching 120 degrees. In fact, the National Weather Service out of Phoenix posted this to X. Phoenix Sky Harbor hit 118 degrees at 3:37 this afternoon, which sets a new record hottest temperature for August. Phoenix records date back to 1895. Temperatures are still bouncing around between 116 and 118 degrees Fahrenheit at this time. Hashtag Arizona weather, AZWX. They had a really nice graphic. It was red, as in red hot. New August record high temperature, Phoenix, Arizona, 118 degrees Fahrenheit. Previous August record high, 117 degrees in 2011, 2015, 2020, 2023. High through 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, August 7, 2025. Now, here's what the graphic, I know you can't see, but which I was just describing to you. By the way, when I saw that graphic, it had had 156,000 views. I'm sure by, I haven't looked at it today, but I'm sure now it's upward of 500,000 views. But guess what the graphic left out? That 118 degree Fahrenheit reading lasted no more than 5 minutes. 5 minutes. It occurred at 3:40 p.m. Then it occurred again at 3:50 p.m. Then it occurred again at 3:55 p.m. And then, interestingly, it occurred again at 4 p.m. Now, I don't know. I don't want you to jump to any conclusions here, but what might be occurring at 3:40? Flight XYZ number 2225 cleared for takeoff. 5 minutes later. 10 minutes later, flight XYZ, cleared for takeoff. Zoom. So at 3:40, 3:50, 3:55, and 4 p.m., smack in the afternoon, departure rush at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. So I checked the weather. Winds were blowing west at 7 to 9 7 to 9 knots, gusting past 17 knots. So, and they were blowing west. So if you understand the layout of Sky Harbor Airport, I go down there a lot because of my daughter and granddaughter, gusting west at 7 to 9 knots, gusting to 17 knots, steering all the engine exhaust directly onto the sensor, which sits just 80 meters east of runway 25. The moment the departures thinned out and they got the lineup cleared out, the temperature slipped back to 117 degrees, matching the previous mark. That single exhaust-driven blip will now live forever in the national climate data sets, nudging the trend line upward and giving the climate alarmists and all the members of the Church of the Climate Activists another talking point. My point is, this is not science. This is taxpayer-funded fraud that siphons wealth and our freedoms under a veneer of newly high new records. It keeps climbing. Really? Let me give you some more detail next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Oh, some more details coming up next.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with a Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
There's one question every couple needs to answer. What if something happens to us? Kids, a house, a life you've built, but no estate plan? That's a risk you don't want to take. With Trust and Will, it's fast, secure, and easy to protect what matters most. Start your plan today at trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO to save 20%. Check it off your list. One less thing to worry about. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor and go subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that podcast, you hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review because that helps us in the rankings. And then that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program that I do plus the weekend program. So you get 6 days of Michael Brown, which will greatly improve your life. So I'm going to describe how this plays out. It in a way goes back to the first hour of the program, talking about the myths. We talk about the myths of economics. These are the myths of climate change, and they become embedded. The narrative becomes embedded, and then people refuse to change their minds. Somebody sent me a text message that says the History Channel. Let me just tell you right now, I'm quite aware that the History Channel, Nat Geo, all these networks are doing all these pieces about the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And, of course, most of them, if not all of them, are using false narratives about my role in that disaster. I'm kind of immune to that at this point. It's a great example. My life is a great example of how narratives become embedded. Regardless of what the facts are, regardless of what congressional investigators find, regardless of what the data showed, regardless of what the emails show, you can cherry pick the emails and you can create any kind of narrative that you want to. Well, the same is true with all the activists in the church, all the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists. They do exactly the same thing. They create a narrative. And then the useful idiots in our society those narratives become embedded in their brains, and they push for, oh, we got to get to net zero. We need to tax this and that. We need to get people out of internal combustion engines and into electric vehicles because we want to electrify everything. Really, the power. I got a stupid email from my electric provider this week about how to cut down on my electric usage because otherwise we'd have to have brownouts. And you want to electrify everything? How stupid can you be? Well, the same is true with these record high temperatures that come from airports. At 3:55 p.m. in Phoenix, if you were, you know, my daughter told me about this, which is why I know it's true. She got an alert. The National Weather Service graphic was splashing about all the record temperature, 118 degrees. And it looks authoritative, and it is believable until you realize that the sensor that they were using to measure the record temperature sits in the runway, what's called the runway protection zone. If you walk a few hundred feet south and east, you'll find the culprit. It's called ASOS, the Automated Service Observing System. The mast is planted on baked dirt between taxiway asphalt and concrete in the blast pad of runway 25 at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Now, when the wind blows from the west, every departing jet funnels a plume of 500-degree exhaust straight over the thermometer. What do you expect is going to happen? So I dug a little. And I found some reports, and you can replicate these reports yourself. Go to Flight Radar. It's a great website, Flight Radar 24. Well, if you look at 6:35 in the morning on August 8, it shows a list of the departures. Let's see. I'm not sure which airline this was, but at 3:40 you have a departure. 3:49, you have an American Airlines. At 4:03, you have an American Airlines. At 4:22, an American Airlines. 4:15, American Airlines. 5:49, Contour. At an unknown, the 3:46 is the scheduled departure. It doesn't show the actual departure for Frontier. 3:47, Alaska, or 4:13, Alaska. 4:05, American. 3:57, American. But on and on. You get 6:36 down. You get the point. A steady stream of departures, 500-degree Fahrenheit exhaust from all of these jets. Let's see if it shows my graphic doesn't show. Oh, A320, an Embraer, an Airbus, a CR jet. Every kind of jet you can imagine. All 500 degree Fahrenheit exhaust blasting right over that. 737s, A320s, 747s rolling by in tight 20-minute windows. Each pass maintained a continuous envelope of hot exhaust around the sensor. And if the sensor's working, of course. Now, if you overlay those movements of the jets with the METAR log, that's a meteorological log, the thermometer leaps to 118 degrees, as I said, at 350, and again at 355, holds for 5 minutes, then recedes as the jet queue begins to clear. Well, atmospheric warming doesn't switch on and off with the flight schedule. But guess what does? Jet exhaust. Jet exhaust correlates to the departures. And not only that, Sky Harbor Airport violates every rule in the World Meteorological Organization rule book. There should be no artificial heat sources. Well, what is jet exhaust but an artificial heat source? There should be natural ground cover. There is not on runway 25. It's concrete and rubber. There should be a 100-meter buffer from pavement. Guess what? In Phoenix, the entire buffer zone is pavement. Now, why does the World Meteorological Organization have those kinds of rules in place? Well, it's to prevent false records. Yet both the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration ingest the data without flagging. NASA folds it into all of their reports. The IPC puts it in theirs, and they cite the trend as evidence that somehow greenhouse gases have pushed Southwest United States, in particular Phoenix, into uncharted heat territory. But here's what I find interesting. There's a ripple effect of that five-minute fraud. Think about how this gets spread into the narrative. It distorts the data set. One contaminated spike inflates the entire grid cell. Media amplification, headlines all over the place. Policy leverage. Lawmakers wave the headline to justify carbon taxes. Economic drain. You pay higher power bills for compliance costs to reduce emissions. Pattern recognition with Tampa, Las Vegas, Denver, now Phoenix, it's everywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman, will join us to talk about this lift fee that impacts on our older people and those with disabilities. Also joining us, Patty Smiley, world-known author. We're going to talk to her about how she became an author. And then at 8 o'clock, Shasta College with the latest on what's happening on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-241-241. 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Go. Give me a little context, just so I kind of understand what you're talking about. Sometimes I get a text that'll say, I can't believe you said X, Y, Z, and quite honestly, once I walk out this studio door, I'm on to the next program, so I've already forgotten about what I said for the past 2.5 hours, soon to be 3 hours. I want to talk, and I'm going to say the word abortion, but don't hang up, don't go away, because this isn't necessarily about abortion itself, but it's about what a school is doing in Virginia that, whether it's abortion or transgender surgery or almost anything having to do with children, it proves the point that when it comes to public education in this country, I think schools believe that those kids are their kids, and that once that schoolhouse door closes, parents have no influence or right to anything. Fairfax County, Virginia, which is in Northern Virginia, it sits right on the edge of the District of Columbia. It's probably one of the richest counties in the entire country. And the reason for that is because it serves as a bedroom community for all of the dinks that live in Fairfax County. You know what a dink is? A dink, double income, no kids. Those are two civil servants, two bureaucrats, that are each working for the government, pulling down, say, $150,000 each in salary, plus all the benefits. So double income, no kids, $300,000. And they all buy McMansions in Northern Virginia, particularly in Fairfax County, or they work for the consulting firms. So they make, you know, $1 million a year doing consulting work for the government, and they live in Fairfax County. So it's kind of a bedroom community for all of the swamp rats that kind of infect the District of Columbia. It is such a bastion for the liberal elite that the Board of Supervisors at one time voted to designate the holiest day on the Christian calendar as Transgender Visibility Day. That's how little they care about being, you know, at least reasonable. So, as you might expect, their public schools are run by a bunch of these Marxists. And they expose children to, I could give you examples of them exposing children to pedo filth. They absolutely oppose homeschooling, all in the name of equity. They actually suspend students for misgendering. They pay professional racist Ibram X. Kendi $333 per minute to come in and lecture the teachers. Now we hear that they are arranging abortions for students, arranging for abortion for students without telling the parents. Now, that story is blown up in social media because there's a report out that says that school officials at Fairfax County Centerville High School arranged and bankrolled abortions for girls without even so much as a phone call to the parents back in 2021. In response, well, Fairfax County says, well, we're going to investigate. That makes you feel better, doesn't it? The foxes have been raiding the hen house, and the foxes announced, really? Well, we'll investigate.
Yeah, the story has been spreading like wildfire on social media. A report that says school officials at Fairfax County Centerville High School arranged and bankrolled abortions for girls back in 2021 without so much as a phone call to their parents. The report says two pregnant high school girls were involved, at least one of them under 18 years old. I reached out to Fairfax County Public Schools about these claims, and FCPS told me they immediately launched what they're calling a comprehensive investigation into the bombshell claims, and that they take all concerns of student well-being very seriously. I asked whether district personnel ever arranged abortions for students, and if they did so in this case. FCPS said not to their knowledge. I also asked FCPS if it's their policy not to inform parents if a student comes to a teacher or other school employee asking about an abortion. They pointed me to a document that outlines the district's standard operating procedure for that kind of situation. It says, quote, every effort shall be made to encourage and support students suspecting pregnancy to discuss their concern with their parents or guardians. But to be clear, nowhere in that...
You know, hang on just 1 second. Because what he doesn't tell you in this news report, this comes from the ABC affiliate. Yes, every effort shall be made to encourage and support students suspecting pregnancy to discuss their concern with their parents or guardians. So if a student goes to a counselor and says to the counselor, I'm afraid I'm pregnant, well, the counselor is supposed to exert every effort to encourage and support the student to discuss it with the parent. Not to pick up the phone and call the parent, to encourage the student to do so. Well, why do you think the student went to the counselor? Because they're afraid to discuss it with the parents. Perhaps the counselor could act as a mediator. But the sentence, or the paragraph, I should state correctly, the paragraph continues. Offers may be made to meet jointly with the parents or guardians and the student at school. In no case shall personnel commit themselves to maintain such information confidentially, keeping it from parents, guardians, or appropriate school authorities. I think that's a pretty important point to make, that the school policy is that, oh, you can make an offer to, meet jointly with the parents, but in no case shall personnel commit themselves to maintain such information confidentially. In no case shall they keep it from the parents, the guardians, or appropriate school officials. It's kind of interesting that the reporter for the ABC affiliate in the District of Columbia fails to mention that that's also part of the standard operating procedure.
For guardians. But to be clear, nowhere in that document does it require school staff or even suggest that they contact parents. We will stay on top of this investigation. Check here for updates. And online at WJLA.com.
Now, skip for a minute that I think he totally, totally missed the point about what the school policy is. But instead, let's focus for just a minute on this. I remember when my kids, I know this was the dark ages, but, you know, when my kids were in school, and if we wanted them because maybe they had a, you know, sore muscle or they had, you know, hurt a knee or something, or, you know, they hurt their foot, and we'd have to send a note authorizing the school nurse that, yeah, they could take ibuprofen. Or we could send ibuprofen with a note that authorized the teacher, yeah, or the school nurse, yes, you can give our son or our daughter, you know, one or two ibuprofen today while at school, but nothing else. They had to have a note to give ibuprofen. But now, oh, you're afraid you're pregnant? Well, let's don't tell your parents. Let's just arrange for you to get to a clinic so you can have an abortion. If you think that the material, the curriculum is a problem, how about this? I think this is a problem. When you are actively cutting off the parents from information, whether it's, you know, and again, this could be about transgender surgeries, transgenderism, or the pedophilia kind of information. Whatever it is, since when did we decide that schools had this right to cut off parents from things that parents should have a right to know that their kid may be expressing to a counselor because they're concerned about expressing it to the parent? It just seems to me that the counselor has an obligation that, you know, your son or daughter was in my office today, and they think they're pregnant, and I think you need to know that. Now, yes, is that going to cause problems with that student then? Oh, I thought I told you this in confidence. Well, the counselor ought to tell the student that, you know, I'm obligated to talk to your parents about this. And I want you to know that. And I will act as, you know, I'll make, as that paragraph says, I will make an offer to, I will sit with you and your parents so that, you know, if your parents get really mad about you, I'll be there. But no, nothing about that. It just seems to me that we're allowing schools to weigh, I mean, again, forget the curriculum issue. Forget about what's being taught or not taught. And then the whole disciplinary thing, you got all of those problems. Public education needs to be blown up, and we need to start all over again. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget the text line is always open. And do me a favor, go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us on Monday as Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman, will join us to talk about this lift fee that impacts on our older people and those with disabilities. Also joining us, Patty Smiley, world-known author. We're going to talk to her about how she became an author. And then at 8 o'clock, Shasta College with the latest on what's happening on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
As always, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I know you've got a lot of choices of things to listen to and things to do. And whether you listen live, delayed, podcast, you stream, whatever you do, I want you to know I appreciate it. This is a great audience, and I appreciate all the affiliates all over the country and everything that you do to promote the program. So just a big thank you. I always want to say thank you for tuning in. Every once in a while when you're doing show prep, a little secret about what I do on Saturdays. Saturdays, there is usually a lot of original material. In fact, it's almost all original material, separate and apart from what I do during the weekday. But a little sidebar is that I have what I call my POS, not that pile of, you know, whatever, but it's a pile of stuff. And my pile of stuff usually is, you know, it accumulates. And so I try to kind of cleanse the palate on Saturday and get rid of, particularly in the third hour, get rid of a lot of the stories that I have collected but never got to during the weekday. So the national audience gets a lot of those. And this is one of those stories that I deliberately save for the national audience simply because I find it so mind-boggling stupid. And sometimes something is so perfectly asymmetrical in terms of a historical timeline that you have to go back and you've got to use a couple of AI chatbots. You got to use Google search. I've got to use LexisNexis to find out, is that really true? And that's this story. Marlene Engelhorn. I never heard the name. I'm sure you haven't either. She's from Austria. And she's decided to join. There are these flotillas that, you know, the ships can't get very close to Gaza, where Hamas, you know, is trying to destroy Jews. So they do these flotillas where the ships will stop somewhere outside, you know, some sort of zone that the Israeli Defense Forces have set up. And then they'll get into the boats, into these flotillas, and they'll try to get as close to and eventually try to make their way into Gaza to support those in Gaza. Ms. Engelhorn has joined one of those flotillas. Interestingly, she's an heiress of a German industrial dynasty that profited from the production of Zyklon B. Let that sink in for a moment. You don't know what Zyklon B is? That's a form of cyanide that was used to gas and slaughter millions of Jews during the Holocaust. Her family profited from the Nazi extermination of the Jewish people, and now she rages against the Jewish state. Somebody said that, you know, I like to say that history repeats itself, and some people like to say that, no, history doesn't repeat itself, but sometimes it rhymes. I think right here we're hearing a hallelujah chorus. It's a perfect rhyme. She inherited $27+ million from her family's coffers. Now, some of that generational wealth has some really disgusting origins. She's a direct descendant of Friedrich Engelhorn, who founded the German chemical giant BASF. In the 1920s, BASF merged with IG Farben. Now, you may have heard of the latter chemical conglomerate because its name lives in infamy as the producer of the poisonous gas, Zyklon B, that the Nazis used to try to wipe the Jews from the face of the earth, from the river to the sea. When Ms. Engelhorn's grandmother died in 2022, she got, as I said, more than 27 million euros from this dynasty that really has a dark history. So what does she do with her money? Now she keeps herself busy by pontificating about the Jewish state. She's a key figure in Europe's anti-Israeli protests. And then next month she'll set sail on the latest watery virtue signaling headed to Gaza, tried to expose Israel's so-called genocide, which is not what's going on. This is a white privileged Nepo baby whose family's wealth comes in part from Nazi Germany's mass murder of Jews, and she just happens to also be anti-Israeli? Huh. Who could have seen that coming? Now, I'm not going to argue that she somehow inherited her ancestors' Nazi tendencies as well as the cash. She certainly inherited the cash, but, And she is far from the first privileged white person or even the first Nepo baby to wang on morning, noon, and night about how wicked Israel is. But it seems to me the more you always dig into the pro-Palestine movement, it's really lousy with aristocrats and leftists from old money and the overeducated middle class who believe that Israel is committing genocide as firmly as they believe that, you know, I who knows what. And yet, if my forebears have been involved in the Nazis' attempt annihilation of the Jews, I think I might be wise to just shut up and sit down. I'd hold my tongue about the Jewish state. I certainly wouldn't get aboard a boat like, you know, Greta Thunberg style and sail along with all those smug, preening, moneyed Europeans to point a bony finger of judgment at the Jewish nation for its genocide, apartheid, illegal occupation, whatever language that they use. It's absolutely insane. And I would say it's funny, but it's not. It's really kind of sick. Oh, and then one last thing. Scott Jennings, who often goes on CNN as a token Republican.
I will just say, Republicans right now are trying to recruit and give bonuses to people who want to serve in ICE. And Democrats right now and people on the left are encouraging violence against people who want to serve in ICE.
They are.
And are putting them in harm's way every day.
How
so
exactly?
The two parties and how they're treating ICE agents right now, I think Republicans embracing recruitment of ICE and Democrats encouraging violence.
Oh, we're just going to make a declarative statement like that without providing a single shred of evidence.
You have not seen the myriad stories of ICE agents.
Okay,
Democrats every day are calling them the Gestapo. Do you think that helps or hurts?
Well, they do act like Gestapo when they're showing up.
Now you're doing it.
Well, they are. They're just showing up.
I assume you condone the violence. Do you condone the violence?
I don't want my tax dollars going to that garbage, okay? Those people do not deserve to be treated that way. Simply because might be undocumented.
Do the ICE agents deserve to be having violent acts committed, rocks thrown at them?
No, they
people
don't.
Trying to
they don't.
Kill
and
them?
Those people who do that get arrested, and they should be arrested.
And why don't they get arrested? Because they've been told the ICE agents are Gestapo.
Have you considered the fact that in a city like Los Angeles that has a massive immigrant community, when they see their mothers or fathers or family members rounded up, that leads to a lot of rage, and they retaliate. I'm not saying they should. That is criminal. They should not assault a police officer. Let me just tell you something. Someone messes with my family, I get violent.
Yeah, to the left, violence is okay, as long as it's against an ICE agent, because they're the Gestapo. Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. Guess what? I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Serving in the military requires great sacrifices, not just for one's country, but also for one's family. Not surprisingly, divorce for soldiers is especially difficult, and it raises a number of challenges that are peculiar to military divorce, things such as deployments, relocation, retirement benefits. These issues can be complicated. So if you're a soldier facing such challenges, go to CordellCordell.com.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.